We are on Lake Iliamna, and we are roasting in the sun, waiting to leave.
That was Jonathan Flora, and he's not joking about roasting. It's well above 70 degrees here at Pyle Bay, which is almost perfect weather for hanging out at a lake. Our crew was spending the day swimming, canoeing, and enjoying goofing off on Wi-Fi, or using it to work, as the case may be. We're one of several boats that have anchored up here in the last couple of days. About half a dozen other fishing boats from the Kenai Peninsula, mostly all old believers of Russian descent, have taken off today. They were waiting out a religious rest day on Sunday. We got here last night about 9 p.m. The Williams family hauls boats out of the water in Williamsport on Iliamna Bay, tows them along the 15-mile road, and then launches them back in the water at Pyle Bay on the west end of Iliamna Lake. Now it's just the five of us and three guys on the Independence. We're actually not just here to enjoy the sun, says Ben Kerwin, one of the fishermen from the Independence.
We are headed eventually to Naknek Nek by way of the Kwijak River.
But first we're waiting for the Solstice, a third Homer-based fishing boat, so that we can navigate the braided Kwijak River together, Jonathan says.
Well, then you can hire a guide, and you can have multiple people following that guide. And if something goes wrong, one of those boats following you can help tow you off a gravel bar, if need be.
James, also from the Independence, says it's probably one of the last slow days of the fishing season.
Well, it's kind of tough to know that you're going to start working soon. Just kind of anxious, I guess, a little bit. It's kind of a weird medium between hanging out, but getting ready also.
And despite plans to enjoy the sun and download some audiobooks, Ben says he's pretty excited to get started fishing.
I'm excited to start working, get back in the groove.
In the meantime, it's about time to jump in the lake. In Pyle Bay, I'm Molly Dishner.